My father doesn't talk to me. I try to call him many times, but he doesn't like talk to me. And the last time I received a letter from my mom, she said my youngest uncle, he was planning to get a visa and come to UK and force me to go back to them and get married to my cousin. Or if they said, if I'm gonna ignore them, so he's gonna come here and kill me, because that would clean the humiliation that I've done to my family. My name is Maya Kalantari and I am from Iran. I'm a lesbian woman and I'm 21 years old. Iran is like an Islamic Republic country, so all the penal code is based on Islamic rules. There is nothing such as homosexuality. Nobody is gonna help me. There's no like society for anti-discrimination. Even if I go to solicitor and ask them to help me, as long as they know my case is like about being lesbian, they're gonna ignore because it's gonna be trouble for them as well. It was 2 years ago. I don't know, but one day my mom called me and she was like crying and she said, they came and they took your father. They said like, you have to force your daughter to come back here. I didn't know how to respond to my mom. I just started to cry. It was like whole world just came down to me, confused. I didn't know how I'm gonna stay here or how I'm gonna go back and what's gonna happen next, who's gonna help me. And now I'm living in Manchester, which is a really lovely place for gay people, and I really like it. Lots of people that I met here, they helped me to overcome my isolation and my depression.
Yeah, my name is Happy. I live in Manchester and I'm a lesbian.
She's been like really caring and she's been like tracking me, like what happens, what's going on. Because she's been persecuted as well. She's from Uganda and she understands me. She knows what it's really hard to be ignored from family and you are in danger.
When you're older, there's a way you can deal with things, but when you're younger, it's very touching. So seeing her fight through that, I'm very proud of her and she's very strong.
But I'm just fighting for my life because I don't know what's going to happen if I go back to my country.
When you come out, sometimes we think family's blood, but once your family gives up on you, when you come out to them like you're lesbian, you have no one else to turn to. And we've made our own family.
Most of the people that they have been having the same situation as me, they've been tortured, they understand me. I feel like people, they don't like us because I think we come here and we want to abuse welfare system, but it's not like that. If I get a status, I've been accepted in this country as a person who have a right to live normally. From the first day I would go and work. Now, I don't have any fear to talk about myself and I'm not scared to hide my homosexuality from anybody.
And to be honest with you, the best important thing is to have her life, her peace, but
I still miss him because he's my father. I just wish that one day he's gonna accept me. I can go and hug him and kiss him, kiss his hand and tell him that how I'm like missing him. And I really wanted to be with them. I didn't want to kind of be away from my family, but they didn't leave me another choice. To all the lesbian women of Iran, nobody should have a power to persecute and punish us because of the person we love. I am privileged to love women.